This is Department of Fish and Game aboard the Kestrel for an informational update. Please switch to channel 10. Attention participants in the Sick of Sound Sacro Fishery. This is Department of Fish and Game aboard the Kestrel. We're in Eastern Channel right now, and I'll start by giving a brief of our aerial survey and vessel survey efforts here this morning. I'll start by saying there's no spawn this morning. The aerial survey was quite brief. As you can see, it's pretty windy out here, and so we covered enough ground to make sure there was no spawn going on this morning. There does seem to be a shift of whales to the south. There's quite a few whales working that north side of Japonski Island, the airport, out in the area on the east side of Cassiana, and then those whales continue around the causeway, and there's a number of whales on this eastern channel side as well. We went up with the vessel up back up towards Stargaven Bay, and a little quieter up there this morning, and like I said, it kind of get the impression that things are kind of shifting to the south towards the harbor here. There's quite a bit of fish from Halibut Point on down to the breakwater. We marked a number of nice schools on that, from the breakwater out through Western Channel there. We've marked a number of schools to the south of the islands, on that north side of Eastern Channel, Whale Island, Kayak Island, and Glenken Island, and that's about where we're at now. We're kind of heading out towards Camp Coogan, so there's definitely appears to be some fish moving into this Eastern Channel area right now. As far as the fishery, yesterday we caught, my hails right now put us at 5,000 tons for the opening. The hail for the first opening still stands at 5,300 tons, so that's a total of 10,300 tons caught so far, leaving 6,000 tons remaining of this year's guideline harvest level. It's pretty clear that we need to stand down again tomorrow let processing catch up with the harvest and get some tenders rotated, and we might need to be thinking about a third day off. I'm still communicating with processors on that, and I think, of course, hinging on the development of a spawn, how we proceed after tomorrow. So that's my thoughts on that, and I guess looking at this remaining 6,000 tons, there are, I guess the way I see it, a couple of ways we can approach that. One is to be thinking about two separate openings to get at that of smaller amounts, or waiting until we have the capacity to kind of go after that 6,000 tons. Just something to think about. We don't need to come to any conclusion at this moment on how we want to approach that, but I guess that's kind of the way I see it. So. That's all I have, and I'll stand down for any questions or comments.
Have any of them fish that are going into the south side been tested for the size of the fish?
Yeah, no, we haven't had any test samples on this side yet, and that's something we can consider maybe tomorrow. I don't want to see a full test fishing effort tomorrow necessarily, but it might be good to maybe take a look at these fish and see what we got on this side. So I guess with that, if Jamie, if you have a list going, if somebody wanted to come out here tomorrow and take a look at these fish, that certainly would be a prudent thing to do. Yeah, I guess Jamie's not on the radio here, but I can give him a call later and see if we can get a boat on this side, assuming the weather maybe gets a little better. It's kind of nasty here this morning. So I'll just plan on getting on the radio again tomorrow at 11 a.m. after we get some surveying in, and that's all I have. We'll be standing by Channel 10.
Hey, Dave, I am listening here, but I have the Optimus, I think the Sydney Morgan Optimus North Cape Outlook Arctic Fox Defiant, where the next boat's on the test boat list here.
Yeah, okay, Jamie. Well, like I said, I'm not thinking we need a full-on effort tomorrow, but I think it would be prudent to get one boat on the south side to take a look at these fish and see what we got here.
Volunteers on that group there. John, Optimus, you out there, John? Escape Gary. I'll let you know, Dave, if someone comes back or if somebody wants to go. I'll give you a shout later or something.
Yeah, okay. That sounds fine there, Jamie. Okay, well, again, that's all I have, unless somebody else has anything else they want to add.